The word today is problems. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Our difficulties in life can range from a small paper cut to being displaced by war. When we face seemingly insurmountable odds, we need strong comfort from God. Ancient Israel was taken into captivity by Babylon, but God had a plan to redeem them so that one day Jesus could come to be our Savior. God can resolve even a seemingly impossible situation. Here to share more about this powerful concept is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Problems.
I remember reading about a study in which some teachers were gathered in an auditorium and they had to voluntarily hand over their phones. After only several minutes, the teachers were growing very restless, very anxious, because they didn't have their phones available. Some people think that losing your phone could be one of the biggest disasters that could happen. But in reality, there are much, much worse things that can happen in life. Big problems, such as a person drowning in debt, having so much debt that they have no way to repay it and their finances will fail, or relationship abandonment. Someone has left you or is abusing you, perhaps battling a dreaded disease or the death of a family member. These are life-sized problems that people face. What about the condition of some people in our world where they're in a war or maybe even taken into captivity? These are among the very worst situations that can happen as humans. And this was the situation in which the book of Lamentations was written in the Old Testament. The key word for the book of Lamentations is lament. It's a very sorrowful expression, a moaning, a wretchedness. And the situation for this was that in 586 or so BC, the prophet Jeremiah was writing this book about captivity going into Babylon, ancient Israel, Judah, that is, ancient Judah, and Jerusalem were captured by the Babylonians and taken off into captivity. I believe there were three different deportations of the most important and the wealthiest members of society in Jerusalem. And they were turned into slaves. Can you imagine how horrible it would be to be abducted, to be taken by an enemy? Now, we have had a situation for the last couple of years where there are Jewish captives being held by Hamas. And I'm not going to discuss the political aspects of it. I just would like for you to think for a second how difficult that would be for you or for your family if anyone took you and kept you captive. That was the situation with the book of Lamentations. It's misery. It's a fear-filled existence. And that's where the book comes from. It's a lament about what had befallen ancient Israel. And yet, in the middle of the book, there are some verses that have great hope because they're hoping in God. In fact, let me read some of these verses from chapter 3, verse 21. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. A little bit further down in verse 31 it says, for men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. And then one last couple of verses here in verse 55. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. These verses have been encouraging to people in all kinds of crises through the centuries. Maybe it's not war. Maybe it's not captivity. Maybe it's a dreaded disease. Maybe you have lost your livelihood. Whatever the disaster is, God needs to be reached out for. We can call to Him. We can reach out to Him and know that He will hear us, that He comforts us. It's a very important principle to know that God does not willingly bring these disasters as though He gets His kicks, as though He has fun causing calamity for humans. That's not the case. We are in a titanic struggle between sin and Satan and God and our Savior Jesus. We're caught in this war, so to speak. So there's going to be collateral damage. There's going to be a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, a lot of hardship because of the presence of sin. There's an important verse in verse 40 that says, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Much of human suffering and trials are because of sin. The Israelites were stiff-necked, it was said in the Old Testament. They were resistant to repentance. They weren't listening to the message of the prophets that called them to repent of their sin. So God finally brought the enemies and punished them with captivity so that they would finally relent, repent of their sin, and call out to God. I always hope that it doesn't take a war, that it doesn't take an enemy conquering in order for people to repent of their sin. We all need to repent. We all need to come to Jesus Christ. When we are in turmoil, in trouble, it was referred to here as being in a pit, kind of reminds me of Joseph, how his own brothers threw him into a dry well, into a pit. And that started a process of many years of suffering and trials and difficulties for Joseph. But God had a plan for him. And I'd like to remind you that God has a plan for you too. Please do not give in to despair. There is an increasing tendency among people who feel hopeless to commit suicide, to end their lives because of the sheer amount of pain and self-pity that they are feeling. Please do not give Satan the benefit and the pleasure of seeing you end your life. Reach out for help. Go to a Christian pastor. Go to a Christian church. Seek help. And of course, you may need to be taking some medications too to get a chemical balance correct in your mind again. But when you are at the end, please do not take your own life. That is not the proper solution. Go to the Book of Lamentations in the Bible or look it up on the internet. Go to chapter 3 especially. The book is kind of interesting because it's set up with two chapters of woe and gloom. And then in chapter 3, in the middle of it, intentionally, hope is placed in God. In the middle of the crisis, in the middle of the sorrow, you go to God and you say, I will determine to trust in you. That is exactly what Christianity calls us to do with Jesus Christ. In the middle of our problems, in the middle of our crises, we are to go to the cross of Jesus. This is God's provision of forgiveness. This is God's provision of redemption for us. And we are to go to Jesus in the middle of our pain, in the middle of our sorrow, just as a writer of Lamentations reached out to God and said, I will trust in you. You will redeem me. That is exactly what the Lord is doing through Jesus. In verse 22 through 24 of chapter 3, it's so beautiful. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Great is your faithfulness. That's an important principle. In the Old Testament, God's love, there was actually a Hebrew word for it. It's pronounced chesed, chesed. And that means God's unfailing love, his never-ending kindness. God is a judge, but he is also a merciful father. He wants justice, but he is also gracious and merciful. And in the end, he shows mercy and forgiveness. And that is epitomized in the person of Jesus, who intentionally bore our sin. He went to the cross purposefully. This was all part of God's plan. It wasn't an accident that he got killed. It didn't wreck some kind of plan. It was all foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament. And Jesus is the basis of our hope. Just as in the Old Testament, the Jews put their hope in God of Mount Sinai, we put our hope in Jesus. Same God, new plan of redemption, new means of redemption through the cross. Put your hope and confidence in God. It may seem as though he's abandoned you. It may seem as though it's hopeless, but it is never ultimately hopeless for the Christian. And that is why I call you to Jesus Christ. If you are feeling like your life is falling apart, as though you have no future, no hope, you're wrong. You have a hope. You have a future, and it lies through our Lord Jesus. He gave himself in order to give you new life, to give you redemption, to give you eternal life. So come to the Lord Jesus. Come to him, confess your sin, receive him as Lord, and share this with others too. Maybe others are feeling hopeless, and they need this hope too. God has provided a way for you. He has provided hope, and it lies in the person of Jesus Christ, who gave himself so that you could have eternal security.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.